The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Is on your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Is it the presidential race? The state of the race. New York City voting today. Well, all of New York, actually. Not just the city, the state of New York. And a big vote there. New poll out, by the way, suggests that you don't like any of the presidential candidates. None of the above is the preference. Unpopularity contest, I guess you call that, rather than a popularity contest.
So we're voting for a lesser of evils, then?
I don't know. Although, I think that's sort of a reflection of the state of our culture in America, that we're not happy with anything. I should say this, far too many people are not happy with anything. You know, no matter what you throw at them, if you shift this up and had four completely different candidates, they'd feel the same way. It's not about Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Hillary Clinton, the hot sauce loving Hillary Clinton, or
the what?
Bernie Sanders. Have you not been following the hot sauce controversy?
No, forgive me.
No, yeah, well, I'm just flabbergasted.
I've been a disappointment with everybody for 52 years, so you might as well be in the crowd.
Yeah.
Yes?
She did an interview in which somebody asked her, what is she, what can she not do without? All right? And this was an interview that was with a hip-hop radio show in New York.
Okay.
And she said she carried hot sauce in her purse.
Not everybody has it, not to sit and defend her, but not everybody, not every establishment has hot sauce, especially if you're picky about it. Although that's become a controversy now.
Well, the host of the show then asked her if she was pandering to the African-American vote.
And she
responded, is it working?
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, now it is a controversy.
Yeah, right.
Because now we're readily, that's just wonderful. That's what you want leading the free world. There you go.
Well, it's kind of stupid, if you ask me. But
it's very stupid.
I don't blame you for tuning that one out, Todd.
Now, I'm glad I didn't waste brain cells on that one.
Let's see, what else? Is it the governor's race in North Dakota? June 14th, big decision for Republicans in that race. Could be that. We spent a lot of time talking about that. Whatever is on your mind today, I'd love to hear from you. There is a growing concern over the use of heroin and overdose incidents that happen as a result of heroin overdose in North Dakota. It's a big Fargo problem, but it's everywhere. And a story I've been wanting to talk about, I'm going to park this one till next hour, but I do want to unpack this a little bit because there's a debate about whether or not doctors are having this dilemma, and the dilemma is whether or not heroin overdose patients should be sent home from the emergency room with an antidote to help them survive the next episode, which, by the way, is a significant risk for an addict that's chasing a high. And there is an antidote, very effective, I guess, for these overdoses, and has saved lives. Demonstrated. Law enforcement has talked about the, people they have encountered that were near death, used this antidote and saved them. Okay, so it works. We know that. But the idea of sending home an antidote with a patient, to me, sort of says, try it again and you got this as a failsafe. I don't know. So anyway, that's on my mind. I want to tackle that at some point today, but the big question is not what is on my mind. It's not even about what Hillary Clinton carries in her purse. The big question is really about what is on your mind. One guest today We have a rescheduled conversation with a fellow by the name of Ron Nearing. Ron is a national spokesperson for the Cruz for President campaign. He is a former Republican nominee for lieutenant governor out in California, a longtime political operative out in California, active Republican out there. So, of course, a lot of folks watching California for the next big prize on delegates once New York is done today. So we'll check in with him on that race as well. Here's what I want to talk about related to this poll. As the American public views the 2016 presidential campaign, it's seeing many more flaws than strengths, according to results from a new national NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Nearly 7 in 10 registered voters say they couldn't see themselves supporting Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. 61% say they couldn't back Republican Ted Cruz. And 58% say they couldn't see themselves voting for Democratic favorite Hillary Clinton. 65% of all voters in this survey have a negative view of Trump, making him the most unpopular major presidential candidate in the history of the poll. Where's Bernie, by the way, in this? Does it mean everybody's feeling the burn?
Oh, so is that Hillary's way of sealing the burn vote is the hot sauce?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Oh, good
go there. You opened that door.
I didn't even know about that
until 2 minutes ago.
Anyway, there's a plethora of information in here, but the bottom line is this. You don't like your choices. And when I say you, this is a national poll. I'm more interested in you, honestly, our listeners, and whether that's bunk to you or whether you find yourself in that category of saying, I don't like any of my choices. I'm a little concerned that it is a product of our culture right now. That, you know, we're always looking for something to make us happy. Ah, if it only had been that candidate, I'd have been happy. I don't like him, but I will like that. You know, you want what you don't have, what you can't have, what's out of your reach. And that's in politics and anything else in my mind. But let's visit about this or anything else on your mind today. On the program, lots of time to chat, and I love that more than anything, to find out what's on your mind. If I'm missing something in the news cycle, very possible, on any particular race out there, any particular issue, any news story, something that you think deserves a little sunshine, a little scrutiny, a little discussion, lay it on us. Here's how you weigh in on what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number from wherever you're listening. You can call locally with a few less digits than Bismarck Mandan, 258-0550. You can fire a text to Todd, get your comments in that way, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I had an email that we received over the weekend that I meant to read yesterday that I didn't get to. Rev, if you could pull that up, I will add that to the pile here, too. It was in my pile yesterday, and I remembered in the middle of the night that I forgot it. Can't believe I did that. But I did. Crazy. So let's start on the presidential race. Big thing happening in New York today. Call the primary. A lot of delegates up for grabs. A lot of folks predicting a Donald Trump sweep, which would sort of right-size that ship a little bit. Still isn't, by any stretch, possible that he goes to... I should say it still is possible that he goes to the convention without a majority, which would prompt all kinds of different scenarios there. Where are you at in this race? Where are your thinking process? Are you ebbing and flowing back and forth between candidates? Do you share the views of this national poll that you don't like any of them? You have a negative view of all of them? And whoever wins is going to be hobbled? You tell me at 800-228-0550. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. You can, if you're in Botno right now, you can wheel into the B-Mobile location. Same with Devil's Lake. Valley City, Wahpeton, Jamestown, Williston, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Minnesota listener, no problem. Bemidji, got you covered. Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, or wherever you're at, bmobile.com. Here's my favorite deal. If you're stuck in a plan that you just don't like, in a contract or a device agreement, the folks at B-Mobile have a check waiting for you up to $650 to get you out of that deal. They'll pay your fees to switch, bring you back to Verizon. So just call or visit a B-Mobile location, get all the details. Store has all the details on how exactly it works, but it works well. And they are the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network is Verizon. And they are where you are, at home, the lakes, and beyond. Connect to communicate at V-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, we are going to go down to Maple Grove, Minnesota. Tim, for our first call of the day. When we come back after the break, others welcome. Let's load them up. Let's chat. 800-228-0550. Give me a ring, folks. Here we go.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is this day and age hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on the, you know, in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub, and it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And, you know, love today is spelled T-I-M-E, and that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
Right? You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, you know, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real. Alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see him. Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Somewhere, you know, I'll take the beach. I don't know about you. I'm kind of pro beach. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at My Pillow. Remember, we have an exclusive for our listeners. The 4-for-1 deal is back just for you. The classic 4-pack combo is only $99.98. I think we did that as a Christmas special, but they brought it back just for you. You don't find this in any other offer anywhere else, late night TV or anything else. And by the way, beware of some of those offers because there's like some of the big box stores will sell and use the MyPillow brand, but it's a standard pillow. It's not the classic pillow. It's not the ones we give you here. The ones we give you here are the ones we sleep on and we love. They come with a 60-night money-back guarantee. You sleep on it 59 nights, say, not for me, send it back. Get your money back. Exactly right. Also, a 10-year warranty. Machine washable, they're great. And get four of them for $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, or a small or good travel pillow. That's $160 in savings. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Tim, Maple Grove, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Scott, Radio God, good day. I listen on the Bach and Beacon app every day to you guys, by the way. So, my question on the heroin issue, the vast majority of that comes out of Afghanistan, and we have the ability to, within 48 hours, kill all of the poppy that's producing 70% of the heroin that comes into the United States. And heroin kills more people in the United States than we lost in Afghanistan. Why do you think the government doesn't do that?
You tell me.
Well, gosh,
are you suggesting that there's some sort of monetary gain for the government?
Well, that I don't know. I just think Karzai, when he was in charge, his brother ran the heroin industry and continues to. But if we're really serious about the war on drugs and we're in Afghanistan and we know the majority of that comes to the United States, why doesn't our government just spray it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the challenge here is this, for instance, you have an arrangement with Afghanistan to be there. Now, I would argue it benefits Afghanistan more than it benefits us because we're over there protecting them and their interests. On the other hand, if we sort of say we're out of here, a vacuum means you have all kinds of bad guys in there. So there's a give and take in our arrangement, in our presence in Afghanistan. Okay. Now that's related to national security and military, war on terror, everything else. Now, if somewhere else in the country something's going on we don't like, what authority do we have to say, you know what? We're just going to take out this crop. I realize, it's a way of life for you. It's, ultimately going to end up in our country and kill people. We don't like it. I mean, it's a tough one. I guess it wouldn't be a tough one for me. And I'm guessing if Donald Trump were president, it wouldn't be a tough one for him. I don't know. But do you see what I'm saying? Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
At what point do you have to control other things that are happening in a country you're helping? I don't know.
Well, we do. We go into Colombia and destroy drug cartels there. We go into Mexico. We go in all over the world. But right underneath our nose, with a country that we're in there to defend, is producing a product that's going to come here. It'd be like us protecting Colombia, even though we're actually sending people down there to destroy that.
In Colombia, correct me if I'm wrong, but in Colombia, we're destroying the cartels in concert with the Colombian government, right? We're an ally of theirs. We're in there saying they don't like them. They don't like their Colombian cartels. They need our help and are asking for it. And I think in Afghanistan, there's a livelihood for a certain amount of people that are growing this stuff that clearly the government doesn't want us to wipe out. It doesn't mean we shouldn't, but.
Yeah, and that's the sad part. We're in there we're propping up the government. Without us, that government goes away.
Yeah,
and that's the same government that's saying, no, let us destroy lives in the United States. Great listening, you guys. I just hang up.
Well, I'm glad to know that the talk radio in Maple Grove, Minnesota includes What's on Your Mind rather than bunch of mamby-pamby stuff on WCCO or KSTP or anything else. So thank you very much.
Scott, you bring news, man. You bring news. I gotta listen. They are mamby-pambys down here. I mean,
in a promo there, Scott.
I'm addicted to your show like these guys are to heroin. Sorry.
All right, I love it. I love it. And for that, we don't want an antidote. We want you just to remain.
Although, don't make Manny mad, though, because you included KSTP there.
The healthy addiction. I thought of that as soon as I said it.
I don't listen to them. I'm listening to you guys.
All right, Tim. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. 800-228-0550. Quick disclaimer. I grew up listening to 830-WCCO. So, I mean, that is
a good neighbor.
That and KDWB. 63 KDWB. Trudon Blue.
You always wanted to say that, didn't you?
I know. I begged Trudon Blue. Give me the mic for just 10 seconds, please. Please, please, please. Remember when I filled in for Sean Hannity a couple times and I had the great pleasure of saying 77 WABC, New York City. That's kind of
cool. Man.
Yeah.
That had to feel great, huh?
It did. Yeah, it was kind of fun. It's just a radio thing, folks. You'll never understand. It's sort of like a little boy growing up waiting to get behind the wheel of a Case IH tractor, you know, North Dakota made. You just dream of it, right?
Well, with, you know, baseball, I mean, everybody wants to, you know, or everybody either wanted to or knew somebody who wanted to be that guy in the big stadium swinging the big bat.
Exactly.
That's the radio version of that.
Exactly. Bill in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, the whole thing with the guy talking about wanting to know why we just don't go in and just destroy all the opiates that make heroin, and then he brought up the whole thing with, like, coke in South America, is we don't go through and destroy all the coke fields in South America when we were down there. They'd go and destroy one or two, and then they'd skip some of them.
Why would we skip some of them?
That's a good question. I mean, if you're directed to go down there and destroy them, why are you told not to destroy all of them, but you're just told to skip some of them?
I don't know. Was that a controversy I missed or something? Was that kind of something we learned?
Well, he was talking about wanting to know why we just don't go in there and destroy all of it, because the government won't. They've had the opportunity, and they've been actually destroying some of them in South America, but they don't do all of them. They skip some of them.
But what is your theory on why they're not doing it in Afghanistan?
Well, why they're not doing it, period, is because I'm sure that the government profits somewhat off of illegal drug activity.
Yeah, if
they completely destroyed all of it, then they wouldn't profit off of it.
Yeah, I don't know if the government does or not. I was thinking that there were, you know, farmers that are, you know, making their livelihood, that if you don't have that livelihood, then what do they do? Do they turn to being, you know, harboring terrorists or whatever? I don't know. It's complicated, is my point. It isn't as easy as saying, well, let's just wipe it all out. But I don't.
Maybe in Afghanistan, the farmers are probably, you know, that's what, you know, what they're farming. But like in Central South America, in the coke fields, that's all it's for is for cocaine. I don't see why you wouldn't destroy all of it.
Yeah, I agree. And you're saying we know for a fact that they're skipping some, and we don't know why. Good question. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Hey, what's on your mind? Love to find out today on the program. Appreciate the calls. More after a timeout. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, including the Twin Cities. We love it. 800-228-0550. Todd tells us the last time he listened to WCCO 830, Sid Hartman's phone ringer was going off so loud while the microphone was on and Sid was talking, you couldn't hear Sid.
It was painful. John Ives finally just gave up and said, you know, Sid, let's try this tomorrow, and got out of as gracefully as he can. But
can you find that clip? Has that been saved anywhere online? I'd love to hear that.
That I don't know, because, I mean, I was listening in the car on the way up on 94, so.
You could probably find all kinds of Sid stuff.
I bet, yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Well, I mean, we can easily recreate that one. We'll just get the most obnoxious. Actually, you know, it's the same. Phil and Mark, the morning guys here at K-Fire, they use that same phone ringer as a fake phone ring. That was actually Sid Hartman's real ring. I thought, well, that's funny. John Hines is using the same fake ring we do, and it turns out, no, it's actually Sid Hartman's real phone ring.
Well, if you find it, let me know.
Painful.
You let me know. Okay. I love it. I promised that I would share this email. I meant to actually read this yesterday. We had a guest on Friday. Troy Soljan was his name. Troy lost his son, Jeremiah, last fall in an ATV accident. 9-year-old little boy. And that 9-year-old little boy said something to his sister shortly before his death on a tough day when they were working somewhere. And the sister said, you doing okay? Everything okay? And he said, life is better when you do it well. And so they've taken that phrase from that 9-year-old little boy and turned that into a foundation to do some good for youngsters and raising money for Lego sets and Bibles and other things to go into the waiting rooms of hospitals. And they had a little fundraiser over the weekend. So we had Troy on the program, and we talked about the effort and the fundraiser and everything else. And one of the things they were doing was a balloon release. They were letting balloons go. And I guess I'd forgotten this, so I got the email over the weekend, but we had a caller from Montana. And the caller from Montana said, you know, I heard about that whole fundraiser thing, and that's all well and good, but really you shouldn't be letting balloons go because, you know, there'll be some litter. And I hope I was polite to the person. I didn't exactly concur that it was a big, huge issue, but nonetheless, I guess took the call and said thank you and moved on. Well, over the weekend, we got an email from Bob. Bob says, I love listening to your What's On Your Mind show. I listen to the repeat in the evening. By the way, thank you for that. It runs 7 to 9 p.m. on 550 KFIR, and we appreciate that, especially at harvest time or planting time, you know, things getting ready for our busy agriculture sector here in the Northern Plains. We give you another opportunity to listen, and we appreciate that. So Bob says, I've never submitted a comment or called any radio show. I've always kept my thoughts to myself. By the way, let me stop there. You might as well punch us in the teeth when you say that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You might as well just slap us upside the head.
What do you do for a living? We don't use that either, yeah.
Punch us, you know, knock us over, because, it, you know, this show is here for a conversation. So I know that 99% of the audience is in Bob's category to say, I keep my thoughts to myself. Come on. The show is yours. I mean, your thoughts are every bit as important as ours, and we want them. So, you know, let Bob sort of let his comment and my response jog you into participating in the program, okay? We seriously want to know. Don't shout at the radio. Don't keep your thoughts to yourself. Call 800-228-0550. Anyway, Bob goes on to say, I was listening last night to the repeat of the show, and I had to say something that I heard the interview of the passing of Jeremiah by his father. I've suffered the loss of a stillborn daughter and also the loss of a grandson to SIDS. But to suffer a loss of having known a child and enjoyed their individual personality develop, I can't imagine the suffering of that loss. Let me stop there. I couldn't agree with you anymore. It's one of the reasons this friendship over the airwaves has, you know, I've done my best to nurture this friendship with Troy to learn more about this story because I think it can help others, but it also is, it is beyond my comprehension. And in his case, he was out on a job site with his 9-year-old son, and his son was homeschooled. They would, you know, go on trips together, and, you know, this young boy was learning a lot, and he had duties, and he hopped on an ATV, as many kids do, and total fluke accident, hit a little rut, and ATV flipped, and the young boy died as a result of his injuries from that accident. But it's really an incredible story. It is. So that story grips me, and I am with Bob here in saying I can't imagine the suffering of that loss. He goes on to say, I listened as the father also mentioned the launching of balloons in his memory. Then after the interview, I heard a caller from Montana that was concerned about how people would have to pick up the balloons in the litter if they landed on their property. He switches to capital letters now, Todd. Does that signify anything to us?
That's called screaming.
Okay, here's what he says, screaming. Are you kidding me? Still caps. I absolutely cannot believe someone would be so cold as to not respect the passing of a child. I'm weeping as I write this. If I had to pick up a balloon that landed in my yard that was in the memory of a passing child, I would be honored to pick it up and attach it to my wall in my living room in honor of that. But it's okay that U.S. citizens launched millions of hot air balloons on the 4th of July. I could not believe I was hearing this. This Montana listener obviously has no children, no heart, or both. Ouch. If I could take the balloon and place it over the listener's...
No, let's not place balloons over listeners'
head and tie it shut and then release it just before his passing, maybe you would change his mind.
Really?
He wrote it. I didn't.
All right, as long as you're quoting somebody else, but we, by the way, for the record, we don't recommend doing
it. No, we don't, no.
As much as some people may deserve it.
Yeah. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? Again, I digress. There was a Facebook post floating around with a photo of somebody with a plastic bag over their head, and it says, take the Trump challenge. Take the Donald Trump plastic bag challenge or something like that.
Oh, for crying out loud.
The things
really?
They will do. The anti-Trump crowd, that they will stoop to. It's a bad idea as well.
Back to Bob's just email. Saying, and you know, sooner or later, somebody's going to end up going a little too far with that thing.
So
and somehow it's going to be the Trump crowd's fault, not the anti-Trump crowd.
No kidding.
Who came up with the idea?
Here's Bob's final point. I still have a very hard time digesting what this Montana listener said. In caps again. Totally unbelievable! To the Montana listener, are you kidding me? Says Bob. All right, Bob. This is like email of a year. And despite the fact that you want to put a balloon over this guy's head, tie it shut, and release it, it is full of passion. You're telling us you listen all the time, but you don't ever respond. You keep your opinions to yourself. This issue prompted you to reach out and send us an email Saturday night at 8 o'clock. God bless you. God bless you. You know, look, some people are going to agree with the guy from Montana. Some people are going to agree with you. That's not the point. You took a stand, It motivated you to call. I, too, have a great deal of passion for Troy Soljam and what he is doing, what their entire family is doing with the unimaginable loss of a 9-year-old little boy to make things better for others. And I'm with you on the balloon release. I think it's great. And the things people worry about sometimes amaze me. But we all have opinions. We all have a stand. I think that's great. So thanks for the email. Honestly, we get a fair amount of emails here and enough calls and texts and other things going on that we don't get to everything always. And I do appreciate people taking the time to email us and your comments, and really do. I mean, the way you're pretty much guaranteed to get your comment on is to call us at 800-228-0550. Text is probably next best. We get those a lot, kind of instantaneous feedback and commentary at 701-226-8503. But email works. We just, I don't know why. Just don't get to them as often. We get mail too. In fact, this wonderful couple from Hazen, North Dakota, Bill and Laurel up there, sent a handwritten note the other day. And in it was an envelope for our daughter, Haley. They were at the Republican convention as delegates. And they sent a very nice note about the show and about what we do here and invited us up to Hazen and the ranch. And in the inside was another envelope with Haley's name on it. So I brought that home for her. And she comes downstairs after opening up and says, "Dad, look at this nice card. These people, and they gave me $10 for being a page at the convention." Who was, you know, she, of course, was fired up. She's the shopper in the family. She's like, went into the shopping budget. But it's just very, very kind, wonderful things that people do. So we appreciate you very much. And if we don't get to your emails enough, I'm sorry about that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I would like to switch gears here a little bit and talk a little bit about this presidential race. Tell me if you are in the category of none of the above, of not being happy with any of your choices. 68% saying, I could support Trump. 61%, I couldn't support Cruz. 58%, I couldn't support Clinton. You know, even Sanders for the Democrats and Kasich for the Republicans, 48% say, I can't see myself supporting Bernie Sanders. How it's not higher, I have no idea. John Kasich, 47%. He's the best, and still, you know, 3 points shy of half the people say couldn't support the guy. So it says, we're not happy with the candidates. Is that some outlier, some typical liberal media, Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll? Or does it represent what you believe in this race? Where are you at today in this race? Give me your snapshot. I have been on a journey with all of you on this, and I have to admit, doing some of the, you know, I don't know that I'd say as strongly as they are, because I believe the candidates we have are the candidates we have, and you make a decision based on the facts you have and don't lament what you don't have. Make a decision. And as a supporter, demand what you want from your candidate, and you'll likely get it. But I do have to admit that I am waiting. I am waiting and losing patience in waiting for Trump to pivot to the substance, to the seriousness. Not that, you know, the process is rigged. And by the way, it is. Rigged is a strong word, but it isn't like, okay, the rules are changing as they go. It's just a crappy system. It's a really crappy system where party bosses have more power than real people. So he's right in that regard. But the point is, tell me something I don't know. Let's get serious. Agree or disagree, tell me.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and you can. Your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them when they bring the car in for service what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So next week is the big week we've been telling you about. It's the Highway 85 cleanup week. The Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association partnering with a number of fine folks across the state to conduct a cleanup of U.S. 85 in western North Dakota, keeping North Dakota beautiful. Cleanup week activities will happen April 25th through the 30th. And it's simple, really, just picking up trash along the corridor and promote a litter-free roadway.
Give Cal Kluin a call if you want to participate, like the folks of the city of Williston, Bowman, Bowman County, Belfield, Watford City, Petroleum Council, Vision West, North Dakota League of Cities, North Dakota Motor Carriers, North Dakota Retailers Association, North Dakota Association of General Contractors, Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, North Dakota Tourism, McKenzie County Tourism, Western North Dakota Lions Club. Give Cal a call and join in good company there and go into town. 701-523-6171. 701-523-6171 or Cal at trexpressway.com. Glad they're doing that. It's a neat deal. Telling you more about that next week, too. Let's go to Eric in Watford City. You're next on What's On Your Mind, Eric.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to call about the releasing the balloons and the guy from Montana. I myself am from Montana. I'm over here working in the oil patch and let the balloons fly.
You're okay with it, huh?
I'm okay with it, yeah. And tell the fellow that doesn't want to see them fly that if I find any, I'll retrieve them and bring them to them and make sure that they get placed somewhere where they'll never see the light of day again.
Yeah, you know, I thought Bob had a pretty good idea, who emailed us a little upset about the fact that this caller from Montana wasn't seeing the purpose behind, in this case, the balloon release in the memory of this 9-year-old who died. He was going to take, he said, look, I find one, I'm going to find a little, piece of that balloon, I'm going to attach it to my wall, you know, in honor of that.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
You bet.
That's a better approach, I think.
Yeah, and if he's looking at things right, you know, it's a little bit of litter, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a worthwhile memorial. And most of the winds blow west to east around here, so he's not going to see any in Montana anyways.
How are things in Watford City today?
Watford City is great. It's the drizzling fog weather we've had, but things are picking up. Our business is doing well, so we're looking at a really good 2016. Not like the boom years, but we're still making money and hanging in there.
Well, good for you. It's a town with a lot of resilience to it, and just some incredible things going on there. I really love that town. Have you been to the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park lately?
Yeah, you know, our camp is right across from it. We're just south of Little, Missouri, and I venture in there with my mountain bike frequently.
Man, I'm telling you, that outlook up there, in my mind, is the best view in North Dakota. And I have a hard time passing it down without cruising in there. It's about a, you know, 15-minute detour, if you will, off of 85 to get in there and get to the outlook. But, oh, my gosh, you gotta park your car and then climb down a little bit. But it's just, it's phenomenal. It really is the best. My, what kind of picture is it, Todd? Not profile, but the big one?
Cover photo.
My cover photo, yeah. Yes, my cover photo.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. You know, from Western Montana, that's a very beautiful part of the world. But the Badlands, they have their own unique beauty for sure.
They sure do. Absolutely. Erica, nice chatting with you. Thanks for the call today. 800-228-0550. Emailers, texters, I guess. One more, we'll go to email and then two texters. Emailer says, Scott, look what we had to choose from the last two presidential elections. Can't it get any worse? When this country was established, it was ordinary citizens that were in office for a while and got out. Now it's a lifelong career. Bring term limits on. I would argue that Mitt Romney and John McCain were worse choices than we have right now. I think the choice for Republicans between, realistically, Donald Trump or John Kasich, Donald Trump or Ted Cruz are pretty good. They're pretty good. I love Ted Cruz and that I can look at his record and say, man, I'm with that guy on about 99% of stuff here. I mean, I can't even believe it. Could use a little help in the sugar program. I mean, there's some things, but I mean, by and large, rock solid conservative, right? I look at Donald Trump and I say, look, there's some things I don't like, about his sort of antics, if you will, and the fact that it seems like it's a little more showbiz than it is, out front anyway. But can you argue that he's accomplished things? Can you argue that this guy is going to do what he said when he says he's going to build a wall? When he says he's going to, you know, break the cabal and the manipulation of our currency with China, when he's going to take on big issues and get them done. Compare that to Romney and Romney, who wouldn't even fight the last month, wouldn't even fight as a candidate. John McCain, who, here's all orders. Do not say anything about Reverend Wright. Are you kidding me? You're running against a guy who for 20 years sat in the pews of some complete crazy man who condemned the United States of America every week, and we can't talk about it? So, you know, I think we get lulled into these, none of them are good, by this 24/7 news cycle of putting this stuff into our head. Candidates are fine. They're just fine. On the conservative side, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders
not
on a
feeling
path.
The burn?
Not feeling the burn, no. I didn't get to the text, but we have more time. I do want to take your temperature, as we say, on this race. Let's continue chatting here on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.